Okay, so how did I pick this incredible topic, how to effectively use great news? Well, the reason I picked it is because we had two incredible articles come out in the last week and a half, 2 weeks, and which we forwarded on to Al. Some of you may have seen him. He took them and he posted one of them on the North America Facebook page, or was it on his stream? I think maybe it was his personal, his own. So you probably saw that that article out there. It was the new national training program aims to mainstream glycosciences. And some of you might have thought, well, Mary Jo, if you said on both of them, why didn't he post the second one? And we're going to talk about why he didn't post the second one today, okay? That's part of this training. So listen hard on this, because one thing we all want to always remember is we want to be compliant, and we don't want to get in trouble with, you know, our compliance department at Manatech. And compliance is important to keep us in tip-top shape, which we've been in for years, and we're respected in the network marketing community as top dogs, right? So they ask our legal counsel to speak at different conferences about compliance, because we really are highly respected, since we are kind of one of the first top-tier network marketing companies to actually get in trouble with compliance with the Texas AG. And, you know, we want to make sure that we keep clean. So that's why. But there are other articles. Those two are terrific, and I gave you references to them, so you can go, you can print them yourself. I also put quotes from them at the back on the last two pages, and we're going to walk through those as we get to the end of the training, because I want you to see the things that I'm isolating. That, you know, I gave you quotes that were, are you really useful out of them? And then basically what you can't use. So you need to recognize that. There are things we can't use out of articles, which is why Al Bala didn't post the second article, because he would have had to go through and edit it. And so, and there's, I didn't give you the complete articles, although I gave you the references to them so you can find them. But the language that I popped out was language that looks so juicy, we'd love to use it with our associate base and with new prospects. And so I'm using it kind of as a training, part of the training call. So those are, there are other articles that are out there though, and I gave you a number of references to those. You know, there's a 2017 piece. I attached a link to that, and when minute that came out, I sent it out to everybody with a cover note. It just was such an awesome message about what's happening with this, you know, sugar protein complexes, what's happening in the medical field with it. It also talked about there is now a $163 billion drug industry associated with these glycoforms. So do you guys understand how you can use that when you're talking to people, when they talk about, well, I've never heard of that, and you can say, well, you know, one thing is it's all nutrition. So the health industry doesn't really not keen on nutrition and promoting that kind of stuff. But more importantly, the drug industry now has started to take over. And so you can talk about how this is becoming mainstream, quote-unquote, medicine these days. And when you read these couple of articles that I sent to you and some of the other things happening, I hope that you get as excited as I did. I mean, my whole body in reading these articles went right back, if not even greater, than the incredible enthusiasm I had back in 1996-97 when I came across these products and, of course, gave them to my father. A lot of you know my story, which is non-compliant, so I won't tell it here, but my dad did phenomenal on Ambertose, and it just totally changed my life. And, you know, over the years, of course, that excited me and probably was the catapulted me to be, you know, become presidential in 2 years, in 24 months, and then go crazy with this. And of course, I've never lost my belief. I will never go a day without Ambertose in my body, ever, ever. And so that's my plan for my life. That's my commitment I've made to me. But things have happened, and sometimes we kind of lose perspective, or, you know, we forget about all that phenomenal research that was done and all the incredible results we had and all the, because we can't openly talk about disease-related claims anymore. But the fact, if you can read these articles and you can see what they're talking about today and all the things going on in the glyco industry, it, I mean, it just set me on fire again. I felt like I was back in 1996, 97. And so please enjoy them, read them, and have fun with them. The other ones I included, of course, I have a whole cadre. I probably have a library of 20, 30 articles that have come out in the last 10, 15 years because, you know, I'm an avid reader, and Lydia's too. We research on the Internet. We do it weekly. It's part of our regular routine to pop up anything that's new in this industry in terms of what's going on. And that's why today we're talking about this, because these two articles that just came out were off the charts. And they tell us what direction they're going in and the commitment they're making today. And we're going to talk about why some of this didn't happen 15 years ago. Why is it all of a sudden at the heightened level it is? We're going to discuss that as well. But these older pieces are equally invaluable. So I just set some of them up here for you. And again, they have compliance aspects to them. So I'm giving you these articles with the expectation that you're going to listen to the training today and understand what you can and can't take out of those respective articles as well, because they're not meant for prospecting. They're meant for education of you, and then you can use certain language out of them to then promote to other people. But they're so, if you don't catch fire from reading these five articles, the two top newest ones, in addition to the three I listed, I don't know what's going to get you going on knowing that Manatech has the most incredible breakthrough in nutritional science in the last 50 years. And that's how I talk about it. That's my language. That's what I say to people, because I know it's true. It truly is the most incredible breakthrough in nutritional science in the last 50 years. And why wouldn't you want to know about it? Right? Okay, so there's your information. How do we use this information off of these different, articles? First of all, you can educate your downline associates. It's critical that you put these in the hands of people in your organization. You want them to see what's happening in this scientific arena around glyconutrients, glycobiology, glycosciences. We want to keep people, because, you have a group of associates out there, and sometimes they get a little, glum, or they get a little dull their senses a little bit about what's important, what's not important. Oh, well, we haven't heard anything grandiose lately. You know, it's like, what have you done for me lately? It's like, great. Do you know how many glyco centers are out there? I mean, and then I remember like a few years back I was watching a movie, Extraordinary Measures. I don't know how many of you saw that one, but I almost fell out of my seat in the theater when they mentioned glycobiology in that movie. I mean, Harrison Ford was a glycobiologist. He had a glycobiology background. I mean, it was all about the glycoforms on the cell surface. and we can't go out there and tell, because it was about a specific disease condition, so we have a problem with that, and we're going to talk about that. But the idea that they're even, glycosciences has even hit Hollywood. So there's tremendous amount of effort going on underlying all of this, and I guess probably, before I even go further, I was going to talk about this later, but some people ask, well, Mary Jo, then why isn't it everywhere? Why haven't we done all the discovery, all the work, all the things? And I'll tell you why. And it doesn't come from me. The why really comes from a famous, very famous doctor who we all love dearly, Dr. Bill McAnally. Who basically discovered this whole grouping of simple monosaccharides on the cell surface that now are known prolifically in the scientific world as glycans. Dr. Bill McAnally is the one that, saw this in the early 1980s. He's the one that he discovered the active healing ingredient in the aloe vera gel, and that it found out that it was one of those eight necessary saccharides that make up the glycosylation on the cell surface. I mean, he's the guy that figured all this out, and he's the one that constructed our product, Ambertose. He came out with Ambertose. It was because of Dr. Bill McAnally that we had Ambertose, okay? And it's incredible what he created to help. Now, did we know as much as we know today? Not even close. But back then, Bill, I'll never forget, because people were talking about, oh, the drug industry, they're going to get a hold of this, and people were booing about that, and I kept saying, no, are you kidding? I would love it if the drug industry could take these glycoforms and somehow tie them to the toxic drugs they're using so they could limit the impact of the drug to only defective tissue, right? So we wouldn't have this incredible, you know, drug-induced symptoms and drug side effects and all the other stuff that go on when people put drugs in their body. I mean, it was going to be a blessing to be able to tie glycobiology with the drug industry to create the greatest and best results for the health industry, right? So in talking to Bill about this, when people got a little frightened and all that kind of stuff, I'll never forget Dr. Bill McAnally saying this, and I'm just kidding. It's probably back to 1997, 98. For some of you who haven't been around that long, this is news to you. But Dr. Bill McAnally says, you know what, we have nothing to worry about with the medical community. And he, of course, back then, remember, we were getting backlash from the medical community. They were attacking Manitech. They were attacking this whole concept of sugars and sugars that heal and all that kind of stuff. Oh my gosh, because we were stepping ahead of them and they didn't like it. Because there wasn't enough sound science behind it in that moment. They didn't have 25 prolific, you know, double-blind, triple-blind placebo studies and blah, 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 blah. But Bill McAnally succinctly stated exactly what the problem was. So hear this and understand it. On the outside of every cell in your human body are these massive quantity of glycoforms, all based on a core base of a protein, right? So you have, or a fat, protein or fat is the base, and then they extend to all these glycoforms. And they're so complex. Bill McAnally said it's going to take 20 years, probably 10 to 20 years, 10 at least, if not 20 years, for the medical community to figure this out. But once they do, it's going to be a bonanza. Now, he didn't use the word bonanza, but that's exactly, I'll never forget him saying that. Because of the complexity of these glycans on the cell surface, he knew that the medical community, I mean, they're going to have to form multifaceted programming to collect all this data, because these glycoforms are all meticulously different from each other. So when you see those thousands of glycostructures on the outside of a cell surface, as you can see, you know, my favorite visual is the Science magazine cover from 2002, but you can see they're massive quantities, literally thousands of them on every one of our human cells. And you know what the cell looks like? You can't even see it with it. You got to go under an electron microscope to see a cell. So how are they going to study this, and how are they going to tear that apart? And that's truly what's held back the medical community for the last 20 years. But you know what? They think they've figured it out. And that's part of one of these articles when they talk about it, and we'll read that. But just to give you a heads up, that's what's so bloody exciting. Is this going to hurt Manitech? Are you kidding, people? This to me, is going to take Manitech to a whole nother level. I mean, you're going to be able to, when this starts coming out of the medical community, you're going to be able to take your product and your knowledge and your understanding and your business, and you're going to be able to double, triple, quadruple it. Because it's going to become mainstream. Mainstream. And what's the medical community going to try to do? Build a drug from it. They've already been building drugs. Look at my first line there. In 2017 piece, it said there's a $163 billion drug industry focused on these glycoforms already. And they still don't know how to read the glycoforms on the cell surface. So imagine what's going to happen when they can start reading that. It's amazing. Amazing. But you have Amber Toast today, right? So just get ready. Get ready, because it's going to happen. So that's it. Educate our downline. So how do we educate our downline? So let's talk about number two, educating our downline with these articles. These articles are critical for building credibility. You have a bunch of associates that have been swallowing this stuff and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, people go to tell me all the time. They go, well, Mary Jo, how do I know it's working? And I say, well, how are you feeling? Have you gotten any disease conditions lately? You know, what's going on in your life? You know, and I just ask simple questions. And there are people out there like Mary Jo. I mean, I know numerous presidential directors in this company who've been around as long, if not even longer than I have. And I know I joined, I was a little latecomer. I came in around 96, 97. Some of you guys were on board since 1994 when the company started. But the intriguing thing is I don't go a day without Amritos in my body, right? And I haven't since this time, well, I shouldn't say, to be perfectly honest, there probably was a day maybe in the mission field or somewhere where I didn't have my Amritos in that moment, or I forgot to take it in the morning, right? But it's planned to be in my body every single day, and all I need to do is show you my medical results, and maybe I'll do that someday. It's probably I don't think it's an illegal testimonial because I don't have a disease condition. I'm not talking heal, cure, mitigate. All I'm talking about is the beauty of aging. That I stand before you today, 25 years later, and my health is perfect, according to the insurance company, that I have to get an exam done every single year because I'm under my husband's insurance. And I'm 64 next month. And how do I have perfect health? I even get extra credit in every category they give extra credit in, on their tests. Every single year. And so I tell people, I go, why don't you want to age beautifully and wonderfully and feel like you're 20 or 19 when you're 64? I don't know where I'm going to be at 74, but I don't think it's going to be much different. Because why? Because of the importance of feeding the body the nutrients the body needs. So when you use these kind of articles to help your associate base understand the critical importance of what glycobiology is and glycoscience and these glycoforms they call glycans that cover the entire cell surface of every cell in the human body that are responsible for communication. All of this stuff is going on in these articles, and you need to send that out to people and go, guys, we are absolutely on the right path. We absolutely have the greatest breakthrough in nutritional science in the last 50 years. And I just want to share a couple of recent articles with you. You get it? I mean, you just want to build, because when you boost your associate downline's attitude, what happens? They get excited again. They're renewed because maybe, life gets in the way and things happen and no one wants to listen to me, blah, blah, blah. You still need it. When people are out there being negative to your associate base, what do you need to be? As a great leader, you need to bring them positivity because we're always going to find naysayers. Even when the medical community breaks through and determines exactly how every glycan structure works and they come out with specific treatments for different malformed glycan structures, whatever happens, you know what? We still have Amritos. We still have Amritos, right? So, and the other great thing about reading these articles is they give you fodder for speech. In other words, they're going to give you some language, some talking points, so you can just pick and choose language out of the articles, isolate sentences that are really important to you, memorize them, have them down, and go out there and use them, and talk about the breakthroughs that are coming through, what's happening, and now they're able to, go and figure out every glycan structure on the cell surface and track them all. I mean, you can talk about where this is going. So don't get too scientific with people that you're talking to, depending on their science background, because what's going to make a difference for the people is just the fact that this is, in fact, the greatest breakthrough in nutritional science in the last 50 years. And the medical community is proving that out. You got that language? And the medical community is proving it out. Right in front of our eyes, boom, proving it out. And by the way, do all of you guys know that Dr. Bill McAnally formulated one of the most prolifically used products in the dental industry today? Do you know that? If you're working with dentists or you're talking to other people or associated some way or you just want to share that, you can say, Bill McAnally didn't stop after he formulated Amritos. He took this same technology and he applied it in the dental industry. And he came out with a product that's called Socket. When you talk to a dental hygienist or someone in a dental office, and you mention Socket, the same technology as we have in Amritos, they're going to look at you and go, oh, my gosh, everybody uses it. You'll sign them up in 5 seconds. Because they know how prolific it is and how it works phenomenally. in helping the clotting when you have a tooth pulled or any kind of dental work, right? So just know that as well. So, I mean, they're just incredible uses for this technology in so many ways. So provide fodder for speech. That's what we use. And again, they're also for your downline associates. You want to teach them how to utilize these documents and these articles compliantly so that they can help grow their business as well. Next, you want to build confidence among your downline consumers. So these aren't just about teaching and training your associate base, which you want to always be doing, pouring into them, but also you have consumers in your organization. Any person who's consuming Ambertos, any one of the three Ambertoses, whether it's complex, advanced, or life, and I'm of the opinion that everybody ought to be taking life today. It has more mannose than any of the other two products, and mannose is the most critical saccharide missing in our diet. So, I mean, we need to be on Ambertos every day, and I choose Ambertos Life. They can get the two recent articles, right? And you know, one of the things people go, well, Mary Jo, but how can I figure out if somebody in my consumer base? Well, number one, you could go after all your consumers and then you would encompass everybody. But number two, if you really wanted to determine, since they don't give you the information today on what a consumer has in their automatic order, you can look at the size of their automatic order and pretty much determine whether they're on Ambertos, right? You're not going to be 100% right, but it is a way to cherry pick if you want to go that direction. You can also go after consumers who never started on Ambertos and should start on Ambertos. This is a great time today with these articles and this new push and this new languaging we're going to go through. Is a great time for you to really go after people in your organization that, you know, maybe they've just been doing True Health. Time to look at what the most incredible breakthrough in nutritional sciences in the last 50 years. Most incredible breakthrough in nutritional science in the last 50 years. Why wouldn't you take it, right? Bingo. So all of them, and then consumers who for some reason quit, they need to know about Ambertos. They need to know about glycobiology. They need to know about these articles. They need to know what's going on in the scientific community to put this at in its prominent place it needs to be put in our medical scientific world. Which for me also goes back to it's the way God built our bodies. That's what's so important to me. It's not something funky. It's not something artificial. It's not something that stimulates ABC. It's not 10 times the amount of nitric oxide that your body normally produces. None of that. We're not doing that to the human body with Ambertos. We're just giving it the building blocks the way God created the body to be. That is what's so awesome about this product as well. Okay, so building confidence in your consumers, educating your downline associates, so you're building excitement back with them and what they can do and how they can take this and move it forward. Use these articles in the current Winback program by Manatech. In fact, this is incredible. Ray Robbins got so excited about this at the Saturday training. He's going, Mary Jo, why can't we do this? Let's do this or let's do that. In fact, I was the one that, if you were on the Saturday training, I gave Kevin the two articles. I said, hey, Kevin, you got to cover this Saturday because these are so critically important. They're brand new. And so he actually covered the two articles on Saturday just with the excitement that we all have around them. It's amazing. And Ray is interested in adding them. And I know he's going after Manatech headquarters today to say, how can we use them? And I'm sure they're going to butcher the article, one of them at least, because it talked about many disease conditions. But the other one, the one that Al posted, is clean as a whistle. You can use that immediately. And we'll talk about that. But the idea is that he wants to send those out to everybody in the Winback program as a secondary mailer, part of the email that they're sending, their email routine that they're putting out there. And I think it's a great idea. I think it's awesome because the people, if you're trying to win somebody back, don't you want to give them the excitement about what's happening in the medical community today, how they're close to tracking and tracing all the glycans on the cell surface to bring it to its prominence it belongs? I mean, aren't you excited about that? You weren't wrong when you were on Ambertos years ago, and you're not wrong today to get back on it. But you will be wrong if you don't. That's the bottom line. You will be wrong if you don't. All right? So win-back program. But don't tell people that they're more likely to be wrong. You're not going to convince people. It's not a good marketing technique, but I'm just telling you on this call because you're all associates and you're all dedicated. So use it in your win-back program. That means you participate in the win-back program. How many of you have run your list? You go to allaboutmanatech.com, click Manatech Live, then look at the conference calls for the win-back program, and Bob Adam has gone through a step-by-step training on exactly how to run your list so you know exactly who to call. These people have received postcards or samples of Ambertos Life, but you need to make the calls. You need to get out there and touch base. This is a person-to-person business. It's a relationship business. I don't care if they threw you under the bus as they left Manatech. It's time you make that call. It's worth every single call. So just sit down, dedicate an hour, 2 hours a day to make the calls you need to make, and make them. And some of you, you can do all your calls in 1 hour. Others, you have plenty that you need to be calling. But we need to touch base with all these people. Make those calls. And that's, I just gave you some language. Have you heard or seen the recent news on Glycos? After you talk about what they received, the postcard or the thing. By the way, have you heard, you don't start the call with have you heard, but have you heard or seen the recent news on glyconutrients? It is so exciting. Did you know that the medical industry is now all over these glycans predicting it is the future in medical science? They're mapping all these glycans on the cell surface, and they're going to have this done, and they're going to be building a whole concept of how they do medical treatments around glycan technology. That is awesome. Awesome. Okay, use the articles in prospecting, closing those who may have at one time said no. So go back to your no list and explode with, oh my gosh, I'd be remiss if I didn't share this with you. I know at one time you and I talked, and you weren't interested at the time. But I just want to highlight to you here a couple of recent articles that came out about this being the future of medical science. And this is what I was trying to share with you before. And I just, please take a look at these articles and let's talk about it. I'd love to talk again. Yeah, just open that door again. People can't refuse news. They can't say, I don't care about what's new in the science world. I don't care about what all these major scientific organizations are doing. I don't. If they read these articles, guess what? They're going to be on top. So we can do that. So we use those people to get people back. I like to call about the new surge in the scientific community. Understand the glycome and its critical importance, right? The medical impact can no longer be denied. There's some good language for you, right? You can create language. Work with your upline. If you don't like my language and you're going to need more, work with your upline on it or get a group together to talk about, hey, how are we going to say these things? What should we put? Use languaging. Languaging is powerful. It's how we communicate to another person. What we say matters, but even more important than what we say is coming from that heart. Come from that heart. Show you care. People care more about your heart than they do about the words that come out of your mouth. They want to feel that you really care. You know that famous saying, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. That couldn't be more accurate. So make sure you're showing that. And then also you can talk about the new surge in the glyco drug industry. As through 2017, the drug industry, using glycos as the base, the same things that Dr. Manganelli discovered that we put into the product Ambertos that allow us to be as healthy as we can be, giving our body a greatest fighting chance against things that come upon us out there, right? All of this, and we go, you know what? The drug industry is grabbing a hold of this, and they've already created a $163 billion industry. And it's only going to double, triple, quadruple in the near future. So, all right, use of articles with undecided prospects, that same as four above. You know, you can, it's people one time said no. You just, again, use the articles. And we're going to talk about deleting the disease conditions and doing it compliantly. But it's the same thing in this category. And then use the articles with brand new prospects. It's great to have these articles. If these are brand new people that you've never worked with before, what a great way to support your statement, the greatest medical breakthrough, the greatest nutritional breakthrough in the last 50 years. This is what helps support that. It's this kind of information that's going on. And you can share the articles with them, and that's what you want to do. And I gave you some of that information in here. The other thing I tell people when they go, Mary Jo, I just can't afford it, blah, blah, blah. And I go, you know what, I can't afford this, or I can't afford all of this, and blah, blah, blah. I go, If you're only going to take one nutritional supplement on the face of the earth, let it be Ambertil's Life. And if you're not going to take, you know, you can't afford $150, then get one box of the sticks and do half a stick a day. I just get it in your body. I would never buy a product from Anatech for $80 or more without getting it up to $100 because I don't want to pay the shipping, the $13, and throw away $13 in a garbage can. So if you're $20 shy of $100, why wouldn't you want to add the extra, you know, $20 so that you don't pay $13? I mean, it's almost you get the next product for free. So that's how I do that as well, to get people over $100, because I don't think there should be anyone ordering from Anatech for less than $100 today. It just doesn't make sense to throw money away on shipping costs, right, when Manatech's giving you that for free. So, but it's really important that you know, we want to utilize this information and for helping people, you know, understand that this is the right place at the right time. You are there. You are there. With these articles, you are there. With what's going on in medical science, we've watched it for 20 years. You can talk, for some of you like Mary Jo, I can go back and I can talk about the history of what's happened in the medical community. Some of you brand new don't know all of that, but you can get that from your Upline Presidential. And we know, we've seen all the scientific studies out there. We've been a part of the process. We have, you know, what, 18, 19 double-blind placebo studies, 12 published in peer-reviewed journals. I mean, we have a study from the you know, European Journal of Nutrition, which is published, that's a medical-recognized journal, published saying that when you swallow Ambertil, it impacts the cell surface glycans. You get it? That was one of the most crucial studies that we have. And if you don't know about that, you ought to have a copy of it. So, and maybe I should talk about that on one of my Monday calls for some of you who haven't been around for a while or just forgot about it, because it was, like, phenomenal. We don't have to tell people, oh, swallow this and it works. We can tell people, hey, swallow it. It impacts every cell in your body. Here's scientific proof. We have a scientific, independent third-party scientific study published in an independent scientific journal, internationally recognized, that tells you this. Wow. Powerful. Right? Okay, so let's get into the basics now, because I think after all that, hopefully, is anyone excited on this call? Am I just the only one that gets really excited about this? I'm not kidding. It really, I felt that same energy I had back in 1996. It was like, oh my gosh, I should do more of these Monday calls. I do them every week. Monday calls on this topic, because I love this topic. I love to talk about the science. I love to talk about what we have in the phenomenal, phenomenal discovery of Dr. Bill McAnany.
Can we talk to you right now? We can say something?
Yeah.
Oh.
Before I get into the legal issues, I only have one.
It's crazy exciting to me. I'm having a hard time sitting still. I just keep pacing, walking. Yeah. It's amazing.
What we have, people. It's amazing. It's just incredulous. It's like you've landed in the... Yeah, I mean, I can even call people and go, you know, you landed in the right spot. Look at this. Look at what we have. But you can't just throw the articles at people. You need to, like, do a little intro, use a little language, make sure you're really, putting this in position. And you'll get that from the articles as well, right? So I recognize that. Yeah. Great. Thanks. Okay, so let's jump in and talk about legal issues for using the articles, because we have some major legal issues. Oh, you know, Mary, and everybody goes, oh, no, now she's going to put the damper on us. Yeah, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't do that. And being a lawyer by profession, even though I just do pro bono legal services now, I want to support you guys to stay in compliance, because you don't want to run afoul of that. You don't want to get Form 1 from people and Manatech, because we, and more importantly than even you, and not that you're not really important to me as a human being, but more important is we don't want to sacrifice the future of Manatech by misbehavior in the field. You got it? We don't want to sacrifice the future of Manatech and the future of, you know, we have been given this gift to take to the world, and we don't want to screw that up. We want to make sure that we're able to do that for the next 100 years, because it truly is a gift that keeps giving. In fact, we can't talk heal, cure, mitigate, but I'm going to tell you that last week I got an email from a person I started on the products last January, and she had a miracle. And I can't talk about it because it's not compliant, but all I can tell you is it's amazing. You know, for, and it's not, you know, the, people see incredible changes in their health every day, but when you have something that even the medical doctors don't understand, they can't contemplate it. Those are the kind of things that really rock your world, right? And, you know, that happens to me a couple times a year, sometimes more often, but when that happens, it's just one of those wow moments, right? It's just like, wow. Okay, so it was a wow. But anyway, legal issues for using articles and promoting Manatech products to non-associates. Never link to specific disease. In other words, the minute diseases come out of your mouth, you know you're going, you know, astray. You're offline. You're non-compliant. Now, people ask me, they go, well, Mary Jo Manatech, if I'm not doing it in a public meeting, blah, 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 and I'm doing it one-on-one, people have all sorts of arguments around that. No, well, is Manatech ever going to hear you on a one-on-one? No. But if you develop a behavior of that, what are you introducing your new associates to do? The same thing. And somebody's going to get a little loosey-goosey with it, and all of a sudden it spills over, and Manatech. Or you get one of the people you started on the products who writes you up and complains to Manatech about you and what you told them. So that will bring you into a 4-1 situation. So you want to be careful on that. You know, you want to be careful on what you say. You know, you can talk about how cellular communication is so crucial and blah, 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 but just be careful. When you're on one-on-ones, I'm not telling you what you can and can't do. I'm just saying that if it gets back to Manatech, it is still non-compliant. They don't have a standard that says one-on-one is different than in front of a group or in front of a thing. It's just very hard to trace those things. We know we can't make any materials anymore. We used to have massive. In fact, I still have a library. I think Lydia and I, did we choose to keep one of everything or something? I think we chose, we have a box of probably every marketing material that was ever made back in the 90s and before the problem in the early 2000s. And there's some phenomenal material in that box. But you know what? I don't keep it to use it. I keep it for posterity. I keep it from the perspective of, you know, it's just once in a while it's fun to just listen to some of this or just remember it. And, you know, and there are books out there, Sugars That Heal. There are books in the marketplace by Nelson Mandela. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff in the marketplace that are still available that are non-compliant as well. But know that they're non-compliant. And if you use them actively, you're going to be in a problem situation. It's really about using third-party materials is what it is. So when you're reviewing these articles, so how can I use these articles, right? Okay, well, let's first look at the policy procedures because I want you to be familiar with that. So I know you guys don't want to read policy and procedures, and you know what? I don't either. But it's important that you know exactly the provisions that I'm talking about. It's in Manatech's policy and procedures 2.7 says creation, use, and disclosure of third-party materials. Okay? All the materials that we're talking about, when we use articles published by somebody else, those are called third-party materials, all right? And sales materials, generic materials, other materials not produced by the company are considered third-party materials. So that's a big, broad category. It doesn't matter what format they're in, so they can be in any format. We're prohibited from creating, selling, or distributing third-party materials which link the benefits of Manatech products, the ingredients of Manatech products, and or glyconutrients in conjunction with any particular disease, disease process, or disease claim. All right? So, or which violate 2.8 or 2.25. That is so broad that it's not just about, they don't have to, the article, it does. If it doesn't talk about Manatech or Ambertose, then I'm okay. Wrong. If it talks about the ingredients of Manatech products. So when you start talking about glycans and these sugars on the cell surface, those are in our product. You got it? Those are ingredients in our product. So when we talk about those in conjunction with any particular disease, disease process, or disease claim, or which violate 2.8 or 2.25, then guess what happens? We're in violation of policy and procedures. Right? We can only use compliant materials. So that means, number one, anytime you read these articles and you see the word cancer or autoimmune diseases, bingo, that's a screamer. That's a screamer. That paragraph or that sentence needs to be deleted out before you share the article, okay? And you can do that because you can send them, hey, I recently knew a new article. It talked about the incredible impact this is having. I'm just enclosing a synopsis of it for you. And you can just use quotes out of it. That's what you do. You don't just send them the article freely. I don't mind sending the article to an associate in my downline because I'm not using it for sales. I'm not going out and marketing with it, right? Okay, so that, to me, there's a distinction there. I'm not trying to sign somebody up or not. I'm just educating my associates in my organization with the disclaimer about how they can use it. So make sure that they know the instructions as well. But these are what restrict us from using these kind of materials that are published by independent third-party companies. You can make all the arguments in the world, but if they talk about anything to do with the ingredients in our product, which the glycos are, then we're restricted if there's any commentary in there about the diseases. We can use the rest of the article. We just can't use the disease claims or disease representations, right? And it says, or which violate 2.8 or 2.25. Well, first thing you need to know, 2.25 doesn't exist anymore. But 2.8, representation as to products. As an independent associate, you acknowledge that Manitowoc products are not a substitute for a doctor's care, a standard of care. Most of us don't do that in the treatment or prevention. So we're not telling people, don't go to the doctor or don't go and get standard of care. You get it? We never, ever, I think that's not typically a problem with most of you. You're not going out and doing that. You're not telling people, don't listen to your doctor, listen to me. People typically come to us when they've already decided they want to go in an allopathic approach. They don't want to go the typical medical approach and get more toxins in their body. So we're not advising them to do that. They've made that decision. But make sure you're not out there doing it, right? Okay, so let's talk about the couple of articles that we had. The first article, remember I talked to you and I said, Al, we sent these articles to Al. He posted the first one. He didn't post the second. The first one is A-okay exactly as it's written. That's why Al posted it. He's no dummy. He's our CEO. He doesn't want to be get in trouble with compliance either, right? And he has done that in the past, I can tell you, because I was on top of it about 4 or 5 years ago when he posted something. And I was like, oops, I don't think so. And he heard about it from the legal department. You got to be careful. So this new national training program aims to mainstream glycosciences. Just listen to the title, mainstream glycosciences. So, yeah, and what I did is I gave you you have the reference to the article, so you can see the full article, but I also took out paragraphs that I love that I would typically use. I would might use those or pick and choose those. So you can, they're great stuff. Like all life forms on Earth contain four basic building blocks, nucleic acids, proteins, lipids, and glycans. Hello? Hello?
Yeah. Mary Jo, Mary Jo, that is the very first thing you teach in 10th grade biology. Those four things. First thing.
Yeah. Well, most everyone's heard of all the other things, but typically people, they don't talk about glycans.
They don't talk about these glycoforms, right?
They talk about carbohydrates. That's the language they use. They don't use language glycans. But now our word is glycans. Wow. Woo. Wow. Right? And you talk about the biomedical research. Meanwhile, glycans have become the dark matter of the biological universe, pervasive and critical, yet largely ignored by researchers. As a result, our understanding of glycoscience, including glycan evolution, biological roles, and clinical significance, have lagged far behind. Wow, that kind of gives you an idea of why some of this is lagging behind, but it even gets better, all right? And so this group of people actually drafted a book called The Essentials of Glycobiology. So that's the first article. Let's look at the second article. So it's great that they're putting $20 million into bringing glycosciences mainstream. The second article is the one that's problematic. And again, I only gave you sections of it, so the whole article has lots of problems with it. Why? Because it talks about disease conditions. So I highlighted in red even the paragraphs I took out for you to look at and read. I highlighted in red where you'd have to delete things. Like when you think of sugar, you probably think of sweet, white, crystalline, blah, blah, blah. But did you know that within our body, simple sugar molecules can be connected together to create powerful structures that have recently been found to be linked to health problems? Is that a problem? No. Doesn't mention disease conditions. comma, including cancer. Oops, there we go. Bingo. Delete that. So you could just put dot, dot, dot with a, you know, with the quote marks, quotation marks at the end. But you got to get rid of that. You can't talk about cancer, aging, and autoimmune diseases. And boy, do I love the word aging these days, because as I'm aging, feeling like I'm 19, I love reading about this because it just hits so home to me in my current situation. And the next paragraph, these long sugar chains that cover each of our cells are called glycans, and accordingly to the National Academy of Sciences, creating a map of their location and structure will usher us into a new era of, oops, sorry, era, misspelled there instead of R, era. You want to make sure you get that typo, people, before you use it, but you have copies of the articles as well. This is because the human glycome, the entire collection of sugars in our body, houses yet-to-be-discovered glycans with the potential to aid physicians in diagnosing and treating their patients. That's a little tricky language in and of itself, but it doesn't mention disease conditions, so I'm letting that one go. I may hear from somebody on it, but I'm letting it go because it doesn't, whoops, as the phone's ringing in the background, I'm already hearing, no, I'm kidding, but it doesn't talk about, you know, it doesn't talk about diseases. The leg of glycans reaching prominence compared to the genome project, here's the big one, people. When people go, well, why hasn't anything happened in the last 20 years? I told you the history about what Bill McAnally said back in 1996, 97. When people were fretting about the medical community getting this and taking it away from us and then putting us out of business because, oh, my gosh, this is the greatest breakthrough, and McAnally said, ain't going to happen 10, 20 years before they can figure out how to track these glycostructures on the cell surface. He was dead on. 20 years ago, he made that comment. And guess what they say in here? The leg of glycans reaching prominence compared to the genome project is due to the lack of developing tools to rapidly identify glycan structures, the sugar coat. Now, at the University of Cal Davis, is to catalog the thousands of sugars and their location of various cell types and then use this information to tailor. That's what they're doing today. That's what they're doing. They've developed the expertise to catalog the in the future, it's likely that analysis of an individual's glycans will be used to predict our risk, will be used to predict our risk for developing diseases. Is that noncompliant? I say not. That doesn't mention a disease. It talks about what the future of this glyco thing. This is because glycome alterations can be specifically tied to particularly disease states. Whoa! Biological processes are, like aging, are linked to inflammation in our glycome. It remains to be tested if reversing these changes can prevent disease or even slow aging. An intriguing possibility. Hello. My name's Mary Jo Hilliker. Let me give you a testimonial. Yeah, okay. But that's great language, right? You think people are interested in things that are anti-aging? Do you think so? Mm-hmm. I think so. Do you see how you could potentially use this in talking about it? Is aging a disease condition? No. Getting older is not a disease condition. Are there disease conditions related to the aging process? Yes. But aging in itself is not a disease condition. They have not yet to rank, have a, you know, try to give me a drug to reverse my age, right? I mean, that's not, why not, right? So that right there alone, you could take that little sucker out there and you could sign up 10,000 baby boomers with that in the next week if you just decided to really make a push. Along with DNA, proteins, and fats, glycans are one of the four major macromolecules essential for life. Of these four, glycans are the final arbiters of how our cells behave. Wow. Is that not beautiful? And then the last thing I put in red, new research has also shown that glycans play a huge role in the development of autoimmune diseases. That's a red buzzer. Can't do that. And like rheumatoid arthritis, can't do that. Autoimmune pancreatitis, can't do that. Okay, this is not surprising since glycans directly influence the function of immune cells. Okay, so I'm just telling you that kind of language you can't use. And there's plenty more of that language in that article. But people, how much language did you see here today that you could use right now in doing your business, right, from that article? I'm telling you, it's a beautiful time to do it. It's now's the time. Get out there. It's just but make sure you go after your current associate base. You go after people who have quit ordering. You go after, utilize it for prospecting. And also tackle this win-back program in a great way by tapping into these breakthrough new articles that just came out. Do you think it's like just a coincidence that these two articles popped out the same time they started and kicked off this win-back program? I don't think so. I think that something else is going on here. And I'm just going to suggest to you guys, let's go out and take advantage of the energy behind this and make a difference in thousands of people's lives every day. Okay, any questions? Can I help anyone with any questions?
Oh, man.
Is anyone motivated?
Just the excitement. Energy is synergy. Think about that, you know?
Yeah.
Mary Jo.
Yes.
Good morning. I missed the first part of the call. You said Al posted the article. Where did he post it?
He posted that. He has his own website. I mean, his Facebook page.
Right. Yeah. I
and his profile.
Okay,
he posted the first one, New National Training Program Aims to Mainstream Glycosciences. When we sent him that, he immediately posted that one. When we sent him the second one, that one didn't go up. And I know exactly why. I just told you.
Yeah, I understand that. So is it on your on the notes for today? Would it be there,
mm-hmm.
too?
Oh, okay. Both of them. I gave you references to both of them.
Thank you. Yeah. I just didn't look at the outline yet. I was a little late getting a call. I had house guests. So, okay,
that's
thank
okay.
you very much.
Great. You bet. You okay. bet. Go love on it because it's super. It's like dream come true. Yeah, we love this information. And we love to understand why it's taken this time period to get there. Yeah, exactly.
Hey,
anyone
Jo.
Else? Yeah,
yeah.
Michael.
I just Googled glycome, and I think the fifth article down is this article. Just saying.
Which article?
So the cracking the sugar code one that you're talking about, it has all the non-compliant stuff in it?
Yes, that's the baddie. But again, you can segment out pieces of it.
I understand. But if someone were to Google glycome, which is totally compliant, they'd get you got the mechanisms, you got understanding the glycone, you got stuff from the NIH, and the fifth or sixth article down is cracking the sugar code. So if they want to read about it, they could. So
question about it. There's nothing in our compliance directive that says we can't talk about this stuff. And if people choose to go research, they can find a ton. I mean, you can go on you can go on the internet today and Facebook and go glyconutrients and arthritis, and you're going to get testimonials.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's that stuff is still out there. It hasn't disappeared. It's just we can't use it in our direct communication with people, and we shouldn't be directing people to go out and do that specifically.
No, I understand.
Right?
I'm just saying it's out there everywhere. And
it
I
is.
Think your comment about the fact that God made these, and you probably marketing wise would just say, hey, our bodies were designed to be run properly, and if you look at what are all the ingredients that you have to have, what are the necessary things and what are missing, then all we're talking about is getting the stuff to make it run the way it was designed. We're not talking about disease.
Hello.
So it's like you need to bypass disease completely anyway, because that's not
correct.
How we're wired. So anyway,
right. Amen.
I think this
Good
could
point.
Be a great little video, too, by the way. You and I have talked about this before. So that
okay,
the
we'll talk more.
To it. Yeah.
I know. It's exciting, though, isn't it, Michael?
Yeah, it definitely is.
I know.
I got to go back and sell the compliance a little stronger than I did the first time I sent it out.
But. Yeah, right. There you go. Yeah, and that's why I included that. I think it's critical that we all recognize the compliance part of it. I don't want to get anyone in trouble. I just think you have a great opportunity.
Have you worked out the language using this compliantly yet, by the way?
Oh, I just gave suggestion. You want a copy of a letter that I'd send out what I'm sending?
I'm just thinking that would be helpful if we had a compliant way of using it and just say, hey, this one is compliant and here's why, or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well,
because I think people.
I have no problem with the first one. You can send that out and put whatever you want to do with the first article.
I understand. I'm talking about the sugar code one.
But I would talk about a second article, mm-hmm. put the title of the article, and here's some paragraphs, compliant, here are some paragraphs.
Right.
We are limited, and use them as quotes versus versus attaching the entire article.
Right,
that's what I do.
Yeah. No,
because the article goes in depth upon disease conditions, and we don't have any. You could even say that to somebody.
I find it's a hard time replicating lawyers. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
lawyers are.
You want to make sure you don't hear from the other lawyer who's over at corporate headquarters. You can hear from Mary Jo, but not the other lawyer. Yeah, yeah. I think when you can send out the. That's why you splice out, which is why I gave you certain paragraphs out of the second article.
Yeah.
I did in the first too, because I think there's a lot of information there you don't care about. You know, to send the complete first article out would be excessive. Because people won't understand it. They won't, you know, that's why you want to parse both of them, because you don't want to give them so much information that's way over their head. I mean, if I were just learning about glycobiology, if I knew nothing about it and somebody sent me that first article, I would, like, vomit all over the place. I mean, it didn't mean anything. Let me give you one example.
In the second paragraph in there, it says, because the human glycogen and the entire collection of sugars within our body houses yet to be discovered glycans with the potential to aid physicians in diagnosing and treating their patients. Now, I don't know how compliance would look at that diagnosing and treating part, but it's still in the future. You get my point? These are things that...
But it's aiding physicians.
Right.
Get it?
Right. Yeah. No, I
get
it.
That's the difference. That's the difference that...
Asking individuals to parse all this stuff is a little tricky, you know?
Yeah, it is. Well, trust me, when I decided to do this on the Monday call, I said I could be putting my head into a toilet bowl and getting it flushed out. <You know? laughs> 'Cause, I mean, it's not easy to, and I can talk to you about compliance, but a lot of compliance is really preferential on the part of our compliance department. Does that make sense? It's their opinion and their preference. Yeah. Yeah. So, but I, like I said, as long as I'm not mentioning disease conditions in here, which if you go back to the language, you know, that's referenced from our, you know, particular disease process or disease claim.
Right.
I mean, as long as I stay away from that, you know, to think that the medical community is going to use glycans. They're already using glycans. They have a $163 billion drug industry around glycans.
And I think that part of the story needs to be told, too. It's like,
oh, my gosh, of course.
Why can't I use this stuff?
People are aware of that.
They own the drug part. We own the disease part. We just own the natural, you know.
Right. Kind of thing. Right. There you go.
But it's an interesting because – you and I both know that the challenge is somebody hears something, whatever they hear, and they go tell their friend totally innocently, you know, I thought you had stage four or whatever. What's going on? Well, yeah, I took this stuff, and now they're gonna by the second or third time the story gets told, you know where it goes. So
it, you know what?
Yeah.
I can't stop that.
I know.
And I'm not trying to stop. I'm not necessarily, you know, just like the woman I just talked about, the testimonial I have from last week, right? That's phenomenal. Can I stop that woman from going out and talking to her friends about how she tackled it? No.
No. You know, it's one of the benefits of having customers, I suspect.
Absolutely. Right. And she is a customer. She's not an associate.
Okay. Well, I need to talk to you a little later when you get some time.
Okay. Good, good. Anyone else?
Customer Joe was great. Super great.
I know, I love it. I'm so on fire. I'm not kidding you. Like, I feel like I just got introduced to this for the first time again.
I can just imagine and see Bill McAnally when he was so excited. He was like, it's going to take forever to figure all this stuff out. It's so complex. And, you know, just
well, remember, he's the guy that went to, through the 90s, he went to a bunch of medical conferences, and he'd set up his little thing and talk about sugars at heel, and he just basically was booed to death. No one believed anything. I mean, they weren't even – I mean, he really – I mean, he's one of those guys that was laying the groundwork for all of this to take place 30 years later.
Exactly.
He was in the 80s doing this. So, amen. So, thank goodness we latched onto him at Manatech, and now we have the greatest breakthrough in nutritional science in the last 50 years.
Last 50 years.
Amen. All right, go. Go after people. Have a great day. Have a great week. Love you guys. Talk soon. Bye.
Bye.